United States.
Lexington. A double negative. Hope turned out black voters for Barack Obama. Will fear bring them out against his successor?
It was interesting to recall, while Lexington was observing some canvassing of black North Carolinians last week, that only 3 months previously, America had been convulsed by the biggest racial justice protests since the 1960s. On the doorsteps of 4 black neighborhoods in Greenville and the countryside east of the city, nobody raised them. Nor did the couple of dozen voters your columnist met at the side of masked and PPE-clad Democratic activists mention another milestone, Joe Biden's decision to put a black woman on the ticket. Asked for their view of Kamala Harris, most of the targeted voters, who were all black and mostly women, merely nodded politely. One praised her professionalism, another the fact that she seemed strong enough to back up Joe. Beyond such bland statements, few of the voters even mentioned Mr. Biden, but all said they were especially determined to vote for the Democratic candidate this year because of Donald Trump. "Gotta get 45 out, that's the only thing that matters," said Mary Ellis at her house in Greenville Heights, one of a row of single-story dwellings thumping with music. "Everything I hear from him isn't right," said her neighbor Magdalene Knight. "It scares me to think we've got a generation of young people watching his immorality," said Ruby Perkins, a retired teacher with a large Thank You Jesus sign outside her door. "That man lied to the nation about a pandemic. You've got to be demented to think he's the answer." This should be music to Democratic ears. A huge majority of African Americans will vote for Mr. Biden, and they will do so for the main reason Democratic strategists have been inviting them to. They want the election to be a referendum on an unpopular president, not a choice between 2 old white men, and most of them made that determination long ago. "You could put up a flower pot against Trump, and we'd vote for the flower pot," says Betsy Wallace in rural Williamston, 30 miles to the northeast. Yet, notwithstanding black voters' overriding support for Mr. Biden, they have recently emerged as one of his campaign's biggest worries.